USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States now has more than 100,000 people hospitalized in the country with COVID-19. The number of patients crossed the 100,000 mark for the first time on Wednesday, setting a new record high. The recent surge in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations comes as two vaccines against the virus are close to coming to market. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says the FDA is in the process of thoroughly investigating the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines before issuing an emergency use approval. He tells Fox News it's an important step in gaining the public's confidence in the shots.
One of the biggest challenges we have right now is to maintain confidence in this vaccine. And I do think the FDA is really looking at the rigor to make sure that they really turn over every stone to look at this data to make sure they understand fully what the safety profile is, what the side effects are, so that there can be transparency for the American public when they do approve this EUA.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The United Kingdom will start vaccinating its most vulnerable citizens in a matter of days. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Vaccines usually take years to develop. Under Operation Warp Speed to combat COVID-19, we got it done in well under 1 year. In a major announcement, the United Kingdom has approved the Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. The two-shot process will start shipping out to UK's most vulnerable in the next 48 to 72 hours. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
When those vaccines are approved for use in the United States, residents of one state won't have to pay out of pocket for them. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed an executive order Wednesday saying Arizona residents will be able to get immunized without financial barriers.
This is a global pandemic, and the vaccine shouldn't cost Arizonans a penny.
Ducey also said that he wants to prioritize teachers for vaccination in order to ensure safe classrooms for the state's children. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One longtime senator is making his final rounds through Congress. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Senators are saying goodbye to their colleague, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander, ahead of his retirement from the legislative body at the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a bit choked up as he recalls moments serving with Alexander.
So I'm sorry that in a few more weeks, it'll just be the rest of us left, but you're leaving this body and those of us in it and the nation it exists to serve stronger and better because you were here.
Senator Chuck Schumer wishing the Tennessee Republican the best of luck in his retirement.
Now, Senator Alexander and I have not always agreed, but what an amazing and capable legislator and true statesman he has been.
The New York Democrats speaking on the Senate floor on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Alexander will complete his third term in the Senate at the end of the year. He's also served two terms as governor of Tennessee and was Secretary of Education from 1991 to 1993. And the Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 11-0 on the season Wednesday afternoon, defeating the Baltimore Ravens 19-14 in a game that was moved three times because of a COVID outbreak among Baltimore's players. It was just the second NFL game played on a Wednesday since the league started in 1948. The Dallas Cowboys and New York Giants opened the 2012 season on a Wednesday night instead of the traditional Thursday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.